around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, all that is true, and as Craig just said, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Nice to have all of you tuned in with us around the USA. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Looking at the calendar, it is Saturday, June 21st, 2025. And as we always like to start this program, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, everything and anything in the world of travel is ahead over our next 120 minutes together today. So we have been asked, based on what we did last week, you know, when are you going to be doing another listener email segment? Because it has been a while since we did, you know, and we did it one last week. Well, that will happen on next week's live broadcast. I think it's slated for hour two, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a travel question you'd like answered by us, send in your question today or this week at rmworldtravel.com/contact. You could also just go to rmworldtravel.com and click on the contact button as well. So summer officially started yesterday, Mary. 2025 has been breezing right along.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today, we're going to be celebrating the July 4th holiday weekend. Half the year is going to be behind us.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, though, because July 4th falls on a Friday, so everyone who works is going to get a nice three-day weekend.
A little different this year.
It's going to be busy. Yeah,
I like that. Monday off. You got Friday off.
Right, you got Friday off. It'll be nice.
So,
yeah.
Rudy, what's the good word from St. Paul, Minnesota today?
It's supposed to be 100 here this weekend. I don't feel like I live in Minnesota. I feel like I live in Florida in the summer.
Well, you know, do you like when you see the triple digit?
No.
Listen, you complain all the time about the cold weather and the winter up there. This is an opportunity for you to get out there and, you know, just feel
the... Is it asking too much to get, you know, no wind, no strong temperature, either way up or down?
Well, you know what? You know what you need to do? Next hour, when we do the National Communal Forum, we're going to go to San Diego. That's where you need to go.
Nice. That's exactly right. Right. I'm going to go do the show from there for the whole summer and winter.
Well, Bobby, good morning to you. I'm going to share. This should be, by the way, Rudy, a sports story that you will enjoy. So, Bobby,
okay.
I saw this week that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they got a hefty raise. So I'm wondering if that's been big news there in Dallas or around the Network Command Center.
Yeah, they got their 400% raise is what it was in the news this week. And so, yeah, you know, everybody's they work hard. That's not just a show up on game day thing. So, I think some of them were making like $15 an hour still. So
that's what I saw, which I actually couldn't believe. $15 an hour. And I happen to watch most of the Netflix series that's so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of impressed. I really had no idea. I mean, they do work really hard. They rehearse
long
hours.
Now they're up to like
hours.
$70 or $75.
No, they're athletes, basically. I'm not going to put them in the same level as a football, but they're athletic. You have to be athletic. It's a lot. $15 an hour is kind of ridiculous.
Rudy, do you like that sports story?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. We thought that was a sports story you would enjoy. I wanted to start off the show on a positive. So.
All right. Well, we have new travel polls up on our show website waiting for you to go vote. They are asking, will you be traveling more or less in summer of 2025 versus summer of 2024? And the second one, will your summer travels be more domestic or international? So please go vote at rmworldtravel.com, and then we'll talk about the results.
All right. Over 5 minutes to go in this opening A block. We're going to jump into the travel news roundtable right now. I'll start us off, and I'll say that, listen, another good sign that travel is strong and investment in the industry is growing. A slew of orders were placed this week by airlines at the Paris Air Show that was going on. Demand for new planes for both manufacturers remain high, which is good news for us. And not surprisingly, based on the world events that are going on, defense has been a key theme this year as suppliers gear up for more government demand and what we're going to need. Airbus, certainly, they booked more than, I think, $25 billion worth of new orders, including 132 firm orders that we saw from customers in Saudi Arabia, Japan's ANA Airlines, and Poland's LOT Airlines, in a variety of planes there, the A321neos, the A350s, and so forth. Boeing, also booked a number of orders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did not, announce as many as Airbus, but I think it's also important to remember, the media, I have not seen them reporting on this, that they scored a number of orders, just last month in May when President Trump, did that Middle East trip, because I think they had like 210, you know, jet deal with Qatar Airways and some others. So, you know, the airline sector of investment is clearly big going on in the airline
sector.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay on the airlines for a minute here. So Southwest Airlines has made a pretty significant investment in new cockpit technology designed by Honeywell. It's called Smart Runway and Smart Landing Software. And it's going to warn pilots in real time about possible risks during takeoffs and landings. The cockpit alerts are similar to alerts that we have in cars that detect other cars in blind spots and other scenarios. And the software is in the process of being installed across the airline's fleet of Boeing 737s. And basically, this should be helping pilots to avoid some of these near misses that we continue to read about and see happening at our airports across the country. And so Captain Jody Revan, who's a pilot and president of Southwest Airlines President's Association, came out and said that the alerts may not be as important in an airport like in Midland, Texas, for example, but when you're in Philly or LA or some of these other, you know, really busy, congested airports, it's a great added tool for them. So the pilots overall are very happy to have it. Alaska Airlines has also added these alerts, and actually Boeing and Airbus are working on installing these into the cockpit.
Listen, I applaud Southwest. I love it from the standpoint of this. Anytime that an airline will actually go ahead and do something before there's a mandate from the FAA.
Right, or before Boeing is going ahead and installing them. So that's good news. Yeah.
Rudy, what do you have?
Well, if you go to France beginning July 1st or thereafter, you're not going to be able to smoke in certain public places, which is to say beaches, public gardens, near schools, which for France is a big thing. For the French government says 200 people a day die of smoking or related diseases in France. And this is really mainly to protect young children. So as I said, beaches, public gardens, and near schools, no smoking. However, it doesn't apply to vapors. Or whatever they're saying when you're vaping.
Listen,
I associate France with cigarette smoke.
I'm going to say this. I'm sure this will be controversial, so please don't send me emails on this. But listen, I don't smoke, never smoke. Mary, we don't smoke. I mean, Rudy, to my knowledge, you've never smoked.
Never smoked.
Bobby, so, I mean, you know what? I find it's disgusting when I have to be around and I'm covered in smoke and having to breathe it in. So, you know what? I hate government intervention in our lives, but in this respect, you know what, whatever.
I'll tell you what I hate. I hate the smell of all the cannabis everywhere in all these major cities.
Yeah, you bring it up.
I'd like that
ridiculous.
Ban. I cannot stand it anymore. It's awful.
I didn't even know what the smell was, and you started telling me what it was.
It's pot, and it's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather smell a cigarette.
Well, you know, it was a big deal when France banned smoking in restaurants and bars, and everybody said they wouldn't abide by it, but there was a big fine, and they do abide by it. However, everybody's just smoking outside in the cafes, in the outdoor seating area.
Yeah, right. That's not fun.
They really haven't banned it from bars and restaurants, only inside.
I mentioned July 4th, we'll be celebrating in 2 weeks. You know, our friends at AAA this week, if you want to know, they are what they're seeing, frankly, what we're seeing. They're suggesting a record 72.2 million Americans are expected to travel domestically this year, up nearly 2.5%. Road trips and flights are seeing new records. AAA is projecting almost 62 million people will travel by car. They expect almost 6 million traveling by air. And the cruise sector is very strong, with Alaska seeing major numbers. Mm-hmm. And, obviously, we're headed there for the next big Let's Go America tour in August.
Foreign travel that Americans have dropped off sharply. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that next segment, because why are we going to do that, folks? Well, Jacqueline Leibel-Cote, she will join our national airwaves. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. We've got to go to a quick sponsors break, but we'll return in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you have aging aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells. And it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code carry or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit gocolette.com and find your dream destination. Colette, by travelers, for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Now, we are so appreciative of all the awards this show has won. We're also thankful for the 600-plus stations airing this program across the USA, our terrific show sponsors, and most importantly, as I say at the end of each show, all of you out there who's tuned into this program. As Mary and I reconnect with you from the New York City area today, we're rolling into the B Block, and today, that's the Chief Travel Leader conversation. That's about to have us talking about a company, Mary, that we talk about a lot on the show, Colette.
It will indeed. And, you know, we certainly enjoy the successful relationship we share with them. And we encourage all of you listening tuned in to go guided with Colette, because let's face it, when a company's been in business more than 100 years now, dating back to 1918, they simply know how to consistently deliver for travelers. Jacqueline Leibel-Cote is the CEO of family-owned Colette. I can see she's holding for us right now on that show hotline. So off to Providence, Rhode Island we go, where the show is heard on AM 1380 and FM 99.9 WNRI Radio. Let's connect with her.
Jacqueline, well, it's always nice adding your voice to the program. Nice to reconnect for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much for giving us some of your time today. So, you know, new travel polls went up on our show website this week. We are certainly seeing a good increase. The show airs across the country today. But initial results indicate our show fans, they're going to be traveling more this summer than last summer by about a 3-to-1 margin, which we like seeing, and more will be traveling domestically than internationally by about a 2-to-1 margin, which I guess probably seems about right. Mary and I, we were down in Orlando in mid-May for a big Let's Go America tour. 2 weeks ago, we were down in Virginia Beach for another big Let's Go America tour. Both areas were busy. The various folks we engaged with, they were positive for a good summer, which kind of lines up with what we're seeing in the show polls. Colette has been active this year in promoting specials. I know we were promoting something for you, providing 50% off airfare everywhere. I'm sure that's positively impacted your business. So before we delve into some other items we want to get to, Jacqueline, how's business currently as summer begins, and where are you seeing the greatest demand?
It's a great question. Obviously, the beginning of the year, things happened in the travel space that can cause pause sometimes, for travelers. But we're actually still continuing to see double-digit growth. We're not hitting the target that we were expecting, but we're still seeing growth. Double-digit growth is still great in this environment, so we're really staying positive. Small group explorations continues to thrive. We are seeing more domestic travel, and we have a great portfolio of product here within the U.S. and also in Canada. But we are still people seeing travelers going internationally, always heavy Europe. But yeah, we're seeing, we're still seeing a diversified travel desire for people and where they're wanting to go this summer and just throughout the year.
Well, double digit growth, you'll take it.
We'll take,
yeah,
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing right now under this environment and all. That's great to hear. So, Jacqueline, last week, Toby O'Rourke, the CEO of Campgrounds of America, was on our show, and she shared how strong their business is currently. And again, that kind of points to what you just said, strong domestic right now. Robert and I have strong connections to the cruise industry, both through show sponsors and other relationships. Many cruise lines are operating with high sellouts for 2025 and 2026 bookings are also looking strong. What are some current trends you're seeing in travel in anywhere around the world from the tour operator sector?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are definitely the trends, and we've been seeing this trend, let me say, over many years that we've been actively working, you know, with especially with guided travel. There's a lot of stereotypes mm-hmm. out there. So it's really about breaking those myths and those stereotypes and getting creative. We have a design team that lives in destination. So we're continuing to innovate and create group experiences that are not rigid and don't meet the stereotype that travelers typically think about. And we make sure that our, you know, our designers, our strength is that we have local people on the ground who can find strong local connections that you cannot find online. AI cannot find these. A traveler, an independent traveler cannot find these. It's because we have people in destination, they can find these really great local connections and to people. And by finding these partnerships, we're able to take our travelers to these really great places that they would never be able to have the opportunity to do had they gone on their own. So it's continuing to, you know, push the boundaries of what we can do in destination. And look, there are some, you know, regional travel, you know, restrictions relating to motor coaches, especially in the likes of Europe, Florence, Barcelona, Amsterdam. So it's really requiring the team to get creative to make sure that we're still including these wonderful, obviously, places, but it's increasing the walking for the travelers. So how do we get creative for how we can still do this really well without impacting the overall travel experience?
Well, I want to build on that a little bit because, you know, Jacqueline, Mary mentioned it in your setup. I know we share it regularly with our listeners as we talk about Colette On Air. Being a family-owned company that dates back to 1918, it's pretty special, right? The syndication company behind this program that Mary and I own, that I left Disney ABC to start in the late 90s, it's going to celebrate 30 years soon. And I share that because I clearly know how hard it is to build, create, and sustain success. Colette's been doing it more than three times longer, and you're headed towards a milestone of, I think, 110-year anniversary in just a few years. So the company wouldn't be around today if you didn't deliver for travelers and continue to evolve. We know you take seriously the investment in your people because we interact with them. Training of all the tour leaders, that's important. You hit on that a little bit there, the special relationships you have in place, and also doing good through meaningful corporate responsibility. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because that is a differentiator for Colette.
Yes, and congratulations on 30 years, because I can relate to that. It's yes, and I think the fact that we are in the business as family members running, and we're not just family owned, we're operated. So there is a passion that we bleed into the work, into our teams every single day. We're not just here to be a business and to make money. It's continuing to drive change. Travel just changes people's lives, and it's such a great industry to be a part of. But to be a part of it is, I think, really important. One of our core values is be responsible, and giving back has always been part of Colette's DNA from my grandfather, my father, my generation. It's really the generations because my dad's one of seven. But, you know, we give our employees all over the world 4 hours a month of paid time to go and give back into their local communities. And that to me is just, it's so important, and people want to give back in different ways and are connected to different things depending on where they live. And to give them that time is, I just think, so critically important.
Well, I agree. And by the way, again, I appreciate the 30 year, but 110 coming up.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
What you just said is very important, that you're family operated, not just family owned. That's a huge distinction Jacqueline, we were in D.C. earlier this month, and we spent some time with U.S. Travel CEO Jeff Freeman at their new office. And we were talking about the America 250 celebration that's coming next year. And we were just looking actually before the show over some of the tours that you guys are offering at GoColette.com, and the National Parks of America really jumped out. Exploring Montana, Yellowstone, Mackinac Island's great.
Oh, that's great, Montana.
You cover Hawaii and Alaska really well, Bluegrass Country, the Smoky Mountains. Colette has a Celebrating America 250th anniversary tour as well, covering Boston and D.C. Any specific locations that you want to encourage folks to go experience?
I think, you know, I don't want to target one because I don't want there to
it's
be
like a favorite child.
Let me say
this:
travelers tend to we travel our own country, but I don't feel that we travel our own country sometimes enough. Mm-hmm. The national parks, but even not. I mean, we have our Painted Canyons tour as well, which is a great. When we added that tour, it just took off immediately. I'm going to Moab and some of the different parks. There's so much beauty within our own country, and so yeah, to celebrate our 250th, I think it's really important for us as American travelers to get out and visit our own beautiful landscapes that we have here.
Yeah. Now, with that said, all right, I think if Mary and I could go to Italy every year, we would. We love it. The Sicilian in me absolutely loves it. I mean, we know that the Americans, they love Ireland and the UK as well.
And you guys are doing a lot in Africa as
That
well.
As well. But yeah, I was going to say, you know, last week we were doing an email segment. Somebody asked us about an inexpensive place to go in Europe. We offered up Greece as an alternative. But you have invested pretty heavily in Africa the past few years. Anything you want to share on that with us?
Yeah, look, so Africa has been, we've seen, let me just say, this is a great case study for us. We've seen amazing growth in Africa in terms of the number of departures. From 2024 to 2026, we have grown our number of departures to Africa by 78%. Yeah. So, and we have seven tours that highlight different areas of Africa, and the excellence on those tours by our travelers is over 90%. I mean, how could it not be? It's, you know, you're seeing wildlife. It's just, it's a completely different experience than what you would do or see if you're going to the likes of Europe or, you know, Italy and those places. So it's become a strength for us, and people are definitely showing us that they are looking for these types of experiences. But to see that kind of growth in 2 years, we've invested in it, and it's really it's paying off, and it's great for the travel.
Well, listen, that's certainly helping the double-digit growth. But, I mean, no, Africa, no question about it. It offers something for folks, a very different way to travel.
It's so unique, yeah.
So, folks, listen, gocolette.com. Go check that out. You hear that all the time on the show. Jacqueline, thank you very much for jumping aboard with us today. Good conversation. Really appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. Give our best to the team there at Colette, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much.
That was fun. Take care, Jacqueline.
Bye.
All right, Mary, well, nice conversation with Jack. Look, got a lot in there.
Always. Yeah. A lot of info in there. Good info.
GoColette.com, folks. All right, we're going to right now toss things back to Bobby in Dallas so he can run some sponsor messages. I'm going to alert you that the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. Today's an NCF day on the program. Will we be checking in on your community? Well, you got to stay tuned for that. The Personal Connection, Write Stuff, and Museum Gallery are also still ahead. 80% of the show, in fact, still remains ahead. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. You know, the team at RM World Travel in the New York area just received a box filled with products from our new show sponsor, and they know I've been using these products for a while. Most men choose a brand of deodorant and rarely change, but I change, and I'm pleased with the result. Whether you're traveling, on the job, in the gym, or involved with activities that make you sweat, most deodorants just don't work for guys who live a very active lifestyle. But Mando tackles odors before they even start. It was created as a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. I'm having trouble with odor. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet because Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized. It's powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use it all over and leave your odor
worries behind like I have. So join us. Try Mando. If you're not satisfied, they'll refund your money within 60 days. You can buy Mando in stores, but you'll get free shipping and to save 20% off as a fan of the show by using the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com with the code CARY. Save 20% plus free shipping. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst at Bankrate. He specializes in credit cards, credit scores, and other personal finance topics. And he is a frequent guest on the show. And he and Bankrate.com have taken a look at what an American vacation costs. And I got to tell you, I'm sort of stunned at this these numbers you have here. Americans, Ted, welcome to the show. Americans will pay an average of $7,249 for a vacation in 2025 by some estimates. It's a lot.
Yeah, that does seem high. Yeah, I mean, certainly there are lots of different options out there. You can travel for free on points and miles. You can do a cheaper staycation or road trip, or some people are going to spend way more than that $7,000. So it varies a lot. You know, one of the interesting themes that's emerged from our research on this is the disconnect between what people say and what they're doing. There's a lot of a gloomy mood, I would say, throughout a lot of the talk about the economy. People are worried about tariffs and is there going to be a recession? And a lot of people say they're pulling back on travel this year. But, you know, as evidenced by that spending figure and other stats, people are still spending. So 54% say they're going to spend less this year on travel, dining, or live entertainment than they did last year. I'm not sure I fully buy that, given that the TSA has screened a near record number of passengers this year. Dining sales are at record highs. Concert and sporting event attendance is at record highs. A lot of people are spending more than they say they are.
Let's talk about how they might be able to spend a little less. One of the biggest costs, of course, is lodging, but we have never had more options for lodging on the road than we do now. There was no Airbnb, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, the cost, there just is a lot more, there are a lot more options and a lot more flexibility, I think, particularly for families.
Yeah, I have a family of four. My wife and I have two young kids, and we love staying in Airbnbs because you have more space than a hotel, you have access to a kitchen, you can cook your own meals and kind of live like a local for the time that you're there. So yeah, I'm a big fan of that concept. Some good news for travelers is that prices have actually fallen in many categories over the past year. Lodging costs are down a little bit. Airline fares are down quite a bit, actually, close to 10% on average. Rental car costs are down. So this is another sort of interesting contradiction in that, you know, people complain that everything's expensive, but some of the prices actually have fallen. But, you know, to your point about flexibility, maybe consider a hotel, but also consider a short-term rental like Airbnb or Vrbo. Cast a wide net. I love the idea of being flexible in other ways, too. If you can zig when others zag when it comes to when you go, like maybe you travel somewhere in the off-season or the shoulder season, or you fly midweek instead of on the weekend, or you take an early flight or a late flight or a connecting flight, let the deal dictate when and where you go. The more flexible you can be, the more you can save.
Absolutely. And there are websites now who tell you more about deals. They don't cost anything to subscribe to. ThePointsGuy.com, for example. And you're so right about seasons and when the right time to visit is. For example, friends who like to go to Las Vegas, or anybody who likes to go, I don't care if they're friends, anybody should first look at the Convention and Visitors Bureau calendar of when the big conventions are in town. Because a hotel room that costs, you know, $124 one day in Vegas, if there's a big convention in town, can go up to $300 or $400 a day. So don't go when there's a convention in town. You know, don't go to Paris if they're having a huge, you know, I don't know, celebration of something. Go, as you say, when not everybody else is going, if you can.
Exactly. And something else that's been gaining steam, especially on social media, is that whole destination dupes idea. Like, basically, you find somewhere that kind of replicates the experience, but is perhaps a lot cheaper. Like, you know, if it's not in the budget to go to Paris this year, maybe you can go to Montreal and get your French language and culture fix and, you know, be closer to home, but still have some of that experience. There's lots of examples of things like that, too. Or if you want to go to the beach, but you don't care which beach, think about where is cheaper and really look into letting the deal dictate when and where you go. That's really one of the best ways to save.
Yeah, that's the old go here, not there Right. I think that's exactly true. If you, Paris is expensive, but Lyon is, Dijon is much cheaper. Lyon is, you know, I mean, you go to smaller towns in Bordeaux or even Burgundy, and you're going to get a much cheaper rate. No question. Ted, I always appreciate your help, and I would recommend that if you are looking to save money on a lot of things, not just travel, go to Bankrate.com, where Ted Rossman is a senior industry analyst. Ted, thank you so much for joining us again today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Travel Talk in just a moment.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by relieffactor.com. The rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do all the things we do in everyday life. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now, and this terrific product is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. First of all, it's all natural with 4 simple ingredients. If pain is affecting your life, you can get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling better and more alive by joining us and making Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce and eliminate pain. More than 1 million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in their lives. So go ahead. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF, or you can also visit relieffactor.com, and you can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is the day you live better. ReliefFactor.com or find a direct link at rmworld.com by looking under sponsors. Okay, and this is one of these segments where I hold forth my producers like to call Rudy's Riff. You know I'm a travel writer. I've hosted 98 travel shows streaming on about a dozen TV channels today. And, of course, I contribute to this radio show. So people talk to me all the time about travel. And can you guess how many people have approached or written me to tell me about the one trip they dream about and mean to take one of these days? I can't guess either. But what I've learned is that many of those folks never have and never will take that trip of the lifetime. Why not? Well, the reasons are often the same. The two big reasons are not enough time and, as we discussed earlier in the show, not enough money. But there are often some other more immediate reasons. Right now, for example, a recent survey found that nearly half of Americans say tariffs are affecting their travel plans this year, which I don't understand because tariffs don't affect travelers that much unless you're planning to leave the U.S. and return with thousands of dollars worth of computer chips, steel, wine, or other products that may be subject to a U.S.-imposed tariff. Then there's the fear of an uncertain world, the Russia-Ukraine war, the conflict in the Middle East, for example. Well, for some reason, many Americans seem to think violence in one part of the world can quickly jump not just to distant countries, but also to other continents, that the Israel-Gaza-Iran issues would affect a trip to Asia, Africa, South America, or even Europe. But guess what? There's likely to be a conflict somewhere almost all the time, and it's not difficult to steer clear of conflicts, unless you're must-see destinations in the middle of turmoil. I have European friends who won't visit the U.S. because they're afraid of someone shooting them because of our high ownership of guns. I try to convince them that this is a big country with a lot of people, and the odds of their getting shot is minuscule. See, it's all relative. Most Americans aren't worried about traveling anywhere in the U.S. Similarly, Europeans don't understand why an American would let the Ukraine conflict prevent them from visiting, say, Vienna or London. A WalletHub survey found another reason Americans are saying they don't want to travel abroad is the dollar's recent weakness. All right, it is true that compared to a basket of currencies, the U.S. dollar has fallen 9% since January. But it's only worth about 6% less than it was this time last year, and the dollar goes up. It goes down. In fact, its all-time high was February of 1985. So should none of us have gone abroad in the last 40 years? And the dollar is doing quite well right now in Mexico, Poland, South Africa, Vietnam, Portugal, to name a few, Brazil, Argentina, and elsewhere. But maybe your dream destination isn't another country. Fair enough. If your spot is in the U.S., all the better. You don't have to worry about tariffs or the dollar. My point is, there's really no time when you can't find a reason not to travel. Should street protests in a five-block area of Los Angeles keep you from visiting that city? I don't think so. L.A. is a fabulous place. Should a recent shooting by one disturbed man that killed a politician and her husband in Minnesota keep you from visiting the state where I live? I don't think so. Let me tell you why I think the real reason many folks haven't visited their dream destination is lack of planning. I don't mean you haven't decided to say whether to stay in a hotel or an Airbnb. It's that you haven't set a date and stuck to it. Does the phrase one of these days we ought to go to sound familiar? Or one of these days can turn into one of these years, or even worse, before we die? Here's the trick. I don't care if you pick a date in 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years from now. Just pick it. Build your plans around it. If it's in the future, put aside some money every week or month for it. Don't accept any invitations or responsibilities for your chosen travel date. Hopefully those last two points deal with the issue of affordability and time. But of those two reasons, affordability is an elastic thing. What's not affordable now might be affordable later. But time, that's not as variable as money. In fact, it's not variable at all. Time just keeps ticking away no matter what we do. Can't be stopped. Can't be put on hold. We're all a month older than we were last month. So the question is, will you commit to a certain time to take that dream trip? Believe me, I'm as guilty as anyone of putting off travel that I want to do. Let me conclude by saying a few words about planning that dream trip. Even if it's a couple years away, there's no good reason not to begin planning now. Strangely enough, surveys of travelers reveal that the act of thinking about and plotting vacation is often considered more fun than the actual vacation. Really, because anticipation can boost happiness, and planning a vacation can provide mental health benefits, reduce stress, increase feelings of hope and motivation, and planning a trip with someone else and sharing that work can bring shared excitement. Anyway, I wish you many travel trips. I just want you to plan it firmly, and I think you'll do it. I'm Rudy Baxa. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with more travel talk in just a moment.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, as Rudy packs up his powder keg after that riff, folks, Mary and I say hello again from the New York City area. Today's Destination Spotlight segment, well, it's going to have us focused on Georgia, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Whether it's locking up before a big trip or at night or before you go off to work or maybe run some errands, we all want to feel safe, and there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, including AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents looking over your place 24/7. It costs just a dollar a day, okay? Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's talk about the fourth state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1788. We're joined by J. Mark Walter, Georgia's tourism director.
Jay, well, it is nice to have you a part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. What a wonderful opportunity and a pleasure to meet you.
Well, likewise as well. So we're going to get right into this because I want to start with a macro look at Georgia, as your state, you know, certainly has a lot of diversity. Certainly most folks listening, you know, they know about Atlanta. Maybe they've been there. Certainly they've probably traveled through the airport. We've always enjoyed our time in Savannah. Augusta is synonymous with golf. Athens is home to the Bulldogs and the University of Georgia. Macon, you know, rich in history, essentially right there in the middle of the state. And Columbus, even on the western side of the state, not far from Auburn, Alabama, you know, has seen substantial growth. So you're a state with beaches, mountains, farmland. Talk about that diversity, Jay.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know Georgia pretty well. Absolutely. We are a mountains to coast, rivers to regions, and river to river, from the Chattahoochee to the Savannah River over there, from Augusta down to Savannah, as well as our southwest Georgia and our Okefenokee Swamp land down there near Florida, which, of course, is one of our wonderful natural resources and attractions. So we're, you know, we're also waterfalls and sea to swamp, and just, you absolutely nailed it. The that eco diversity and 100 miles of coastline that we have, which is so much different and spectacular and a different type of coastal experience than, let's say, the beaches of Florida, or the North and South Carolina coast.
We do know the state well. We love the state. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about the economic impact that travel and tourism has on the Peach State. You've been ranked across the country. You've made the top five for the past 4 years now in overnight domestic visitations. That's a big number. That brings major revenue, jobs, and impact. You're also a 2026 host city for the FIFA World Cup. So talk about the economic impact that travel's having to the state.
Well, our latest numbers, 2023, 171 million visitors, spending $43 billion with our partners across the state in travel and tourism, hospitality, hotels, restaurants, and local businesses. And, of course, all of that spending has supported over 463,000 jobs. But the big exciting number as well is that it generates over $80 billion in total economic impact, a leading industry for our state in supporting that many jobs, just a leading industry.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Yeah,
you know, so a few years ago, Mary and I were in your state with the show for a big Let's Go America tour, Atlanta. Your deputy, Mark Jaronsky, he joined us there on the set at the Waldorf Astoria in Buckhead. I recall we showcased the Porsche driving experience, Six Flags Over Georgia, the Georgia Aquarium, Mary, Coca-Cola we did, Martin Luther King, you know, National Historic Park. We really enjoyed our time there. Of course, you had to go to the Varsity, went behind the scenes at Hartsfield-Jackson International. In past visits, College Football Hall of Fame is a must down there, the High Museum of Art. I know, Mary, you enjoy that. Stone Mountain Park, Braves games. So I know you're from a native of Savannah, Jay, but since Atlanta is your state capital, what's your favorite thing to do there?
Oh, well, the Georgia Aquarium is definitely unmatched. The Atlanta History Center is a must stop if you're visiting Atlanta. Sounds like you had a terrific Atlanta itinerary when you were visiting, and that's what it's all about, is the itinerary, the package. All of the sports events that you can see in Atlanta, just terrific attractions. And that's what we're also selling on the world stage right now as we're getting ready, as you mentioned previously, for the FIFA World Cup coming in 26.
Right.
to Atlanta there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So I do want to talk, and we've talked a lot about the coastal areas. You also have the beautiful Golden Isles, St. Simon's, Jekyll, and Sea Island, all beautiful. Any quick thoughts on those islands?
Well, I have salt water in my veins because I was born there in Savannah, and of course, that marshland of Georgia is sort of what, you know, our Eiffel Tower, having that coastal Golden Isles. Those sea islands, barrier islands for us, from Tybee up at 20 minutes from Savannah, you know, down to Cumberland, and another national seashore, are just an absolute treasure and attraction for us.
Well, it truly is. All right, we only have about 15 seconds on this, so most Georgian thing to do when visiting, as say you, Jay.
You know, I have to say, you have to start with the Savannah Historic District to get that full moss-draped experience before you take on the rest of Georgia.
Well, that is memorable. There's no question about that. I want to give the website, folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels, and we certainly encourage you to do that. ExploreGeorgia.org, ExploreGeorgia.org. Thanks for your time today, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, there goes Jay. A delicious Georgia peach would be something to enjoy during this top of the hour break for sure. So I'm sure some of our listeners
agree,
could do that.
But I have to tell you, Savannah Historic District.
Yeah, Savannah's great. We've only
very good starting point.
All right, another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. Hour two will begin with the National Communal Forum, the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are also all still coming your way. And folks, listen, thanks for tuning in wherever or however you catch this show. We appreciate that. By the way, you can always find the live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.